Happy to have a guy that's been doing great events with runners for how many years?
Gosh, probably since 1991.
That's a while.
It's been a while.
That's 30 years, just about.
Jeez.
Almost, yeah.
Wow.
Rudy started, gosh, you started with the road, wasn't the Valley Road Runners the wonderful road race to Hana? Wasn't that one of the early ones you worked with?
Was actually the Maui Marathon.
It was a Maui
Marathon.
Yeah,
the longest.
And that started what year?
Ooh, that was almost 50 years ago.
Not.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't doing it 50 years ago.
I was just a little thing yeah. 50 years ago.
But it's the biggest run on Maui.
It's one of the biggest runs on Maui. It's the oldest marathon in Hawaii.
I didn't know that.
Great marathon, and hats off to Valley Isle Roadrunners. Yes,
absolutely. But you came up with an idea that I really wanted you in the studio to talk about, because I think this thing is a brilliant idea. Of course, I was born on the mainland many years ago, but I'd never heard of anything like this happening here on Maui, and it's coming up pretty soon on August 17th in Kapalua. You're having Adventure Fest Maui Trail, an obstacle run. Mm-hmm. Starting at 8, but I love the fact it's, of course, for the whole family. You're having a preschool and the old Kapalua baseball field and a Keiki 2K trail and obstacle run. It sounds so cool. I mean, and then there's also going to be the 5K and the 10K.
Mm-hmm.
And there's medals, T-shirts, and there's going to be a slip and slide. And it's fun for the whole family. So tell me how you came up with this brilliant idea.
I came up with this several years ago and was looking for something a little bit different to do besides just the regular 5K, 10K, and regular running events that normally get timed. And so I wanted to kind of incorporate something fun for the whole family. It didn't matter if you were in shape or not in shape, or, you know, if you were an athlete or not. It doesn't matter. And whatever age you are. And so I'm like, hey, let me try a obstacle event.
And this is like dogs do, you know.
Yeah. Correct. But much more fun.
Okay.
And, you know, they do have other obstacle events on the mainland that are very well known and stuff like that. And, you know, we just, on Maui, we never really had one. And so most people that do the obstacle course races or runs would go to, like, Oahu or the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, you know what, we can do the same thing here on Maui. You know, it doesn't have to be like the mainland type of event, but we can make it more local and have a lot of fun with the family. And so, yeah, we just came up with some different obstacles, climbing obstacles, crawling. You know, you go through water, you go through mud sometimes. You got to do the monkey bars.
This is sounding a lot like what they do as a test to get in the Army. This is like sounds like the pre-qualifications to get in the Marines or something. But
but much more easier. Okay. Much more easier. Yeah, so we've done this event in a few places, and people really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the community is looking for fun things to do with the family. And some people get intimidated with just doing a 5K, 10K, and up.
I would, yeah.
Because it's your run and it's timed and there is results. I don't want all that stuff. I just want to just have fun with the family and friends. So that's the whole reason for this, and to get the family together to have fun in the morning and do some of the obstacles, do some of the fun challenges. There's physical challenges, there's eating challenges, and there's drinking challenges.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, we have the we have the Maui Brewing Company Root Beer Challenge.
Oh, I love that. So, I've got to do that.
So what they do is, as they go along the course, 5 or 10K course, they're going to stop in at one of our those stations. They'll grab a can of root beer, open it up, drink it. Got to drink the whole thing. And then after they drink the whole thing, then we have a little bit of a physical challenge right after, and then they move on to the next thing. We're going to have a kimchi challenge at another location, and we're going to have a poke eating challenge too, with a small sample portion of poke. We're going to have regular physical challenges, like, you know, jumping jacks and We're going to have sit-ups and other different things like that, that, you know, for people that want a little bit more of a challenge. And so we have that throughout the whole course.
Now, you know, if this is on TV in one of those reality shows, you'd have a pool of root beer mm-hmm. with ice cream floats over the top. You'd have to eat the ice cream from underneath, you know, while drinking the root beer and everything.
Oh, that sounds good.
Doesn't that sound like kind
that
of funny?
That sounds great,
And kimchi, you'd have to somehow throw it in someone's mouth or something. You know, I mean, but I love it that you kept it simple, because if it was up to me, I probably would have gone over the top with it.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it simple. I want to make it fun for everybody. And, I mean, we're going to have a 100-foot, I might make it longer, a 100-foot slip and slide that everybody has to crawl through. So I'm going to have this huge cargo net. And once they get to that, they're going to have to crawl along the slip and slide all the way through the finish line. We're going to have an inflatable obstacle course that's going to be at the finish line that both the adults and the kids got to go through. We're going to have six.
What kind of obstacles on that?
That one is an inflatable one, so it's you got to go under and over and different things that you got to do inside the inflatable. And then we have a 10 or 15-foot pool that's inflatable. So we're going to put water in that. They got to go inside the pool, and they got to actually get in, crawl into it, crawl out.
Ooh.
And then go through, we're going to do a tube where they got to crawl through the tube, and then we're going to do color.
What do you wear for something like this?
Something that you know that's going to get a little dirty.
And wet.
Yeah, so you got to be okay with that, you know, I'm okay with throwing this away or
and
stuff
that
like that.
Slides well.
Yeah.
You don't want something sticking
to these slip and slides.
Yeah. No.
But we're going to have stuff on the slip and slide that will make you nonstick. You're just going to slide on through.
No Velcro.
Yeah. So we'll be fine with that. We're going to have some 6-foot walls that people can climb over. We're going to have a little pyramid wall that people can climb over. We're going to have a javelin where you have to take the javelin and actually throw it in to a bale of hay. And that's one of the challenges. So
what kind of javelin is that going to be? Where are you getting your javelins from?
Actually, they're long broomsticks.
Okay, and that's so, how it's going to go. It's a little safer then.
So I sharpen them, and then you're going to be like about 15 feet away or so from the bale of hay, and you got to stick it in. If you don't stick it, you got to go over there and get it back, and keep on throwing until you stick it in. Once you stick it in, you move on
to
the next.
Can you shoot it from bow and arrow?
No, you cannot.
No, you can't shoot it.
You can't do that, no.
I'd go crazy on this. You know what? I think visitors might really enjoy it, especially if they're from Japan. You know, the Japanese started with some of these crazy kind of ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, before we picked up on the reality TV stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to picture everyone coming. This sounds to me like so much fun. It sounds like there's going to be so much laughter.
Yeah.
And it's just a kind of great way to break down your barriers and get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And have a blast.
Yeah. Well, we don't want people to be intimidated, because I've gotten people to, is it going to be hard? How hard is it going to be? And then they try to compare it to other events on the mainland that they do, they had the Spartan race, which is very, very, that one's lots of obstacles and challenges, but it's a little more harder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to compare it to that. You know, it's a Maui thing. It's a fun thing. It's fun for the whole family. You kids can do it, you know, adults can do it, and we're just trying to promote fun for everyone. That's what we want to do.
You know, I was supposed to give away, and I can actually hear my engineer and good friend in production, Gary, saying, Cindy, you were supposed to give something away at the beginning of the show. And I got so wrapped up in this idea, and we will continue talking, but I did promise myself and our listeners, because we really love our listeners. We have very, very loyal listeners on this station.
Awesome.
Some have been listening to me for 30 years. Hard
wow.
to believe, but really. And for you that have, here's your chance. This is, I'm going to just take a little break here and do a giveaway event.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for Makani. Have you heard of Makani Kai Air? Makani Kai Air is owned by Schumann Air. Mm-hmm. And they're a smaller airline, so I love it. You don't have to go through TSA and all that stuff, right? Because they're on the side. You just go over there, and it's really easy, just in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a special deal this August. It's $49
Great.
$49 to go to Kona.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for the month of August. You can book it if you go to makanikaiair.com. Mm-hmm. And someone's calling here already. I mean, I wonder if this is someone wanting to win, but I didn't say to call in yet. I really didn't, so I'm afraid about just taking this phone call right now. I'm very nervous about it, because I've been having someone calling and spoofing me, you know.
Uh-oh. Well, it's not me, then.
No, because if this isn't going to be the number to call, folks. You're going to call 244-9533. Maybe they're listening. 244-9533 if you'd like. This is two round-trip tickets.
Great.
So it's a $200 value.
Mm-hmm.
244-9533. Two round-trip tickets on Makanikai Air to go to Kona. And there the phone goes.
There you go.
I'm sorry, Gary. I was supposed to do it at the beginning of the show, and I just got so into this thing. Okay. So now continuing, mm-hmm. This event, and I'm talking if you just tuned in to Rudy. Rudy's been involved in the running field. You're kind of the biggest expert on the island on running and events and things, since you did the Maui Marathon for, 25 years?
Well, I was director of it for 8 years, but I had been involved prior to that probably another 4 to 5 years doing aid station coordinator and stuff like that.
And it became huge.
I mean, it was huge before I even got to it. You know, mm-hmm. it's a very iconic event. It's a great event to run. They've got, a half marathon, full marathon, 5K and 10K. And the Valley Odd Runners do a great job with it now. And, they've got a lot of other big races like the Hana Relays, like you were saying before. And that's always a great event to do.
That's a wonderful one. That usually is in September, right?
That's usually in September as well. Yeah, so mm-hmm. it's a great event to do. And a lot of the locals like to do it because you get to dress up and stuff like that too, you know. So that's always great.
And there's
great
teams
to do.
And all
there's
that
teams.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Now, since I'm kind of not doing the Maui Marathon anymore, I mean, I have my own events. So I do events in March and June. I've got the Kahakaloa Half Marathon, which starts at D.T. Fleming's area.
Really?
And goes to Kahakaloa Village.
I didn't know about that one.
That one's a great event. It's very, very, very local.
Wow.
And it helps benefit the church there to renovate it.
Oh, good.
And so we donate some money there. And then we've also got the Valley to the Sea Half Marathon. Which has a 5K and 10K with it, and that's in March. And that goes from Iao Valley, the Needle, all the way to the...
I didn't know about that. Yeah, it's right in our backyard here.
Yeah, and it goes all the way to the Whale Sanctuary in Kihei.
And, that's a long run.
Yeah, and that one's 19 years old coming next year.
Wow, serious stuff.
Yeah.
Well, but this is so iconic and unique and fun, and that's what you have created here. And people can sign up if they go to Runners Paradise Inc.,
mm-hmm.
runnersparadiseinc.com.
Yeah.
And you've got medals and T-shirts. What do you do for medals on this? I mean, what do you do? I mean, free root beer with a float included, but... What are you going to be doing for that?
Well, basically, everybody that signs up, they'll get a T-shirt, so they'll get down on race day so they can come and pick that up.
Not waterproof. Okay.
And we'll have bibs for them to wear for the event, and then race numbers, and then after you complete the event, then we'll drape a medal over you. It's a really, really beautiful medal.
Oh, you got a nice medal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like
a
that.
A big medal.
It's really big, yeah.
Wow, that's bigger than a cowboy belt buckle.
There you go, yeah. And it's really nice. And, we'll have a little bit of entertainment there and some music and stuff.
Who's gonna play?
Well, it's just most like a DJ type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll have some music, and we'll have a little bit of food there too. And, it's just, you can just relax. And then after the event is done, hey, go across the street to D.T. Fleming's and relax on the beach and chill with your family and friends and stuff like that. And it's a good way to kind of spend your Saturday morning.
You might want to jump in the ocean and clean off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bring a change of clothes, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so give us the idea of where this is. It says the old Kapalua baseball field, but I really do not know where that is in Kapalua. So give us some other landmarks near there.
Yeah, if you go to... if you go to D.T. Fleming's in Kapalua, and you know where that is.
Right below the Ritz.
Yeah.
Then
if you go there, and then if you going down toward D.T. Fleming's, there's the old Kapalua preschool on the left-hand side.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I know.
You just make a left, and it goes right to the ball field, right there. It's right there.
So you go past the Ritz entrance and you go down to the next entrance and go down that way?
As if you're going to D.T. Fleming Beach.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And yeah. There's enough parking there and everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of parking. Yeah. Yeah. And then they just park on the grass and then go to our tent, the registration tent, and go from there.
So it is nice because you're down there in the valley a little bit. You got some trees and it's not too hot, you know, so you got that little ocean breeze coming your way too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so I mean, the finish line is going to have a lot of things going on. I mean,
really?
We're probably going to have like about 8 different obstacles and challenges going on all at once. So it's going to be a lot of stuff going on. But for the 5 and 10Kers, once we get them off, there will be sporadically some challenges at the beginning and a little bit of obstacles. And then as you go further into the event, then there's a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more. And then you come right back to the finish line where you just like bang, 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 one thing after another. If you're doing the 10K, it kind of splits at one portion, and it splits right after they do the root beer challenge. And then the 10K goes up the hill. And they go
onto the roadway?
No. It's all on the trails.
Oh, okay.
and golf cart path in the old
pineapple fields up there.
Yeah.
So and you have a nice view out there.
It's a beautiful view. Yeah. And you know, so these 10Kers go a little bit more higher. We'll have other little things for that they have to do.
But they don't have to do obstacles like the other thing.
They will do obstacles, but it won't be as many because, you know, you're doing a 10K, so we're not gonna just bombard you with constant obstacles and challenges. But
10K is a lot, especially in the heat we've been having.
Yeah. But we're going to have a lot of aid stations. So the aid stations will have a Gatorade, will have water. We'll have plenty of stuff for them along the way. And they don't have to run it, people. You don't have to run it. You can jog it. You can walk it. You can have fun with it. So, you know, don't pressure yourself out thinking this is like going to be hard. We want you to have fun. We want you to do some of the obstacles. And if you can't do an obstacle, it's okay. Bypass it.
So it's going to be interesting in this kind of 10K. It's unlike the other 10Ks, obviously. You're not going for time, necessarily, if you have these obstacles to do. How long do you figure it's going to take people to do a 10K with the obstacles and everything?
You know, a regular, your average person will probably do a 10K in maybe a little less than an hour. So I would say, if most people are just kind of walking and enjoying themselves, it's going to be maybe about an hour and a half, you know, which is fine. I mean, we're going to be there until 11, 12. So
Cool.
we're saying, don't worry.
Yeah.
We're going to be there. We're not breaking in.
Don't go for the time. Go for the fun.
Just go for the fun. Have fun and enjoy your time with people and chat with people, meet new friends and what have you. So it's all about the fun. And that's what we want people to understand.
Well, you know what? This sounds like a brilliant idea, and I think that it's going to really be in demand. I think you're going to be having to do this a lot of times because this is I get the feeling that this is going to start off a whole new trend.
Yeah, well, and that's the hope. You know, there's not a lot of these type of things that are on the island.
No.
You know, there's a lot of 5Ks and 10Ks and different things like that, but there's not a lot of these fun stuff like that, and that's what we want to do is add more of these type of things for people to do with their families, you know, and make a morning of it or whatever. And then
what age groups are the young keiki going to be?
Well, the keiki 2K, which will be like two loops that the kids have to do, will be ages from kindergarten all the way up to eighth grade. Now, let's say if you have a seventh, eighth grader that's like, I don't want to do that 2K.
Yeah.
They can always do the 5K or 10K if they want.
Yeah.
You know, so that's fine. But the younger kids, the 2K will be a two lap deal.
So kindergartners out there doing it's going to be so cute.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Rudy, it's going to be so cute.
Yeah.
And you know, everyone's going to be taking pictures.
Yes.
You know there's going to be social media galore, Facebook Live. Everyone's going to be able to see what's going on. It's going to be one of those.
Yeah, and we want the parents to come out with their kids, you know, and especially if they are kindergartners. If they're kindergartners, it's okay for the parents to kind of help them along through the course and stuff like that, you know. And we'll put the kids out in waves. You know, we're not going to start them all at once because they got a whole hour to do their 2K.
Yeah.
So we'll do like waves for them.
Uh-huh.
And then if the parents want to follow them to make sure that they're going the right direction, that's fine too.
Probably no animals on this one.
No.
It could get a little messy.
It could be.
I mean, it sounds like you had a lot of fun putting this together.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, I always try to think out of the box.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm always out there to have some fun. And, you know, sometimes we forget as we get older that, you know, it's okay to still be a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's okay to be still a kid. You don't have to be, you know, stiff and all that other stuff. It's like, you know, remember when we were kids and what we would have liked to do. If I was a kid way back then, I would have loved to do this.
I would have too.
You know?
Absolutely.
And back in the day, they never had that. We used to make up our own type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So now here's an opportunity for kids and adults alike to be able to do something fun, you know. And the adults, you know, this is a good time for you to just, hey, you know what? Let me be a kid again.
I agree. Know,
and get out there and have some fun.
Especially for the whole family and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I really think this is a great idea, Rudy, and I'm really super happy you came up with something like this.
Yeah, thank you.
Because it caught my attention. When I first heard about it, I was going, this is really unusual, you know? And have people been getting a hold of you and questioning? You've been getting a lot of inquiries about what really it's about?
Yeah, we've been getting some inquiries, and people have emailed me and stuff like that. Some people have called and stuff like that, too. So, again, they're not used to it.
So
it's like they're not, you know. Back a couple of years ago, we had the Ikaika Nui Extreme Obstacle Challenge, which was very fun.
Serious, but
a little more serious.
Yeah.
We had a lot of stuff going on in those events, and we had some really huge challenges and stuff like that. We even had a beer challenge, but and that was awesome too. It was just fun, and you know, watching the adults just having fun with it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you could just tell they were just, you know, we had tourists, we had, you know, high school kids. We had just your regular adults that have never even done this book before. And it didn't matter what age. I think we had somebody that the oldest one was like 77, I think. And they wanted to do it. They were from the mainland. And they came with their kids. And then their kids came with their young kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it was a whole family full of just having fun. And it was awesome to see that.
Well, and it's so cool because usually there aren't things for visitors to do with locals events like this. There's not a lot they do like that. So I applaud you. And I think it's great that you're thinking outside the box and starting something that I think really will catch on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll see. I mean, you could do one here more centrally located, maybe, you know?
Yeah, well, that's we would love to be able to do something over here.
The tropical plantation. You could use that in the pool.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? It's like, whoa,
yeah.
But yeah, I think this sounds like a lot of fun. So people, it's not too late. You still have a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's 17th on Saturday the 17th. So the Saturday after next is coming up, right?
Yeah, 17th.
Go to runnersparadiseinc.com, runnersparadiseinc.com, and get yourself signed up. And can people, if they space on it, can they just show up on Saturday the 17th early? What time would they show up if that happens?
They can come at around, if they're doing the adult portion, the 5K and 10K, I would get there probably around 7:30, 8 o'clock, because we'll probably do that 5 and 10K at 9.
Uh-huh.
If you're coming with your kids and you haven't signed up your kids either, then I would say come in like around about 7:30, sign up your kids, then sign yourself up, and then you'll just kind of watch your kids. And then once your kids are done, then you start your event.
By D.T. Fleming there, the old Kapalua baseball field down there.
Yeah, and we'll have a tent there for late registration. Packet pickup will be there as well. You could still go online and get that registration.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And sharing your brilliant, fun ideas for something that is thinking definitely outside the box.
Thank
for
you.
For people to do. And I'll be watching for pictures and stories.
Sounds good.
I really want to see how it's going. I'm not gonna promise I'm going to, but I might, you know. I mean, it's just, yeah. I mean, it means leaving here, what, about 6, 7:30? Yeah, mm-hmm. No, 7. 7. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
We might get you on a couple obstacles.
I'd love it. Actually, it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.